Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those little details that can completely change the feel of a drum and bass track, a hot pan-style jungle percussion layer, built in Ableton Live 12 by resampling, slicing, processing, and arranging it so it feels alive, raggleaning, and properly danceable already. Now, the big idea here is simple. This layer is not here to dominate the track. It's a supporting character with attitude. The kick, snare, and bass still own the impact, but this percussion layer adds forward motion, grit, and that micro-level rhythm that makes a loop feel like a record instead of a grid. So let's dive in. First, you want to choose the right source. That could be a hot pants sample, a ragga percussion loop, or a short jungle phrase with congas, rim shots, shakers, and maybe a few open hats. Drag it onto an audio track and find a one or two bar section with a clear groove. Don't worry if the sample is a bit long at this stage. What matters is that it has a few strong transient moments you can work with. If the sample is carrying too much low end, clean that up straight away with EQ8. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. That keeps it out of the kick and subzone, which is absolutely essential in drum and bass. If your percussion layer is fighting the low end, the whole mix starts feeling muddy fast. Before you resample anything, shape the groove a little. This is where a lot of people rush, but honestly, small timing choices matter more than heavy processing. Use the groove pool if you want a little swing, maybe an MPC-style groove or a subtle shuffle. Keep it light. Around 20 to 40% groove amount is usually enough to make the loop feel human without making it sloppy. If the loop feels too rigid, or if it clashes with the snare, use warp carefully. Complex Pro works well for full loops, while Beats can help if you want sharper transient control. The goal here is not perfection. The goal is to get the percussion to breathe with the track. And that's the key mindset for this whole lesson. In jungle and ragga influenced D&B, the rhythm lives in the tension between grid precision and loose swing. That contrast is what gives the groove energy. Now we're ready to print movement into audio. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm that track and let Ableton record your main drum loop, bass, and percussion source together. I'd recommend resampling at least 4 to 8 bars, not just a single bar.
Why?
Because a longer print gives you more useful material. Small level changes, transitional tails, tiny interactions with the snare, and moments you can later chop into fills. While you're resampling, don't be afraid to perform a little movement. You could automate an auto filter cutoff, slowly moving from around 300 Hz up to 2.5 kHz. You could add a little redux for extra edge. You could even do brief utility gain dips to create a mini breakdown feel. The important thing is to capture character, not a sterile loop. Once you've got a good resampled take, the fun starts. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use transient slicing so Ableton catches the main hits, without over-slicing every tiny bit of tail. Now the loop becomes playable like an instrument. This is where the layer stops being a passive audio loop and starts becoming a performance tool. In the MIDI clip, build a two-bar phrase. Think in terms of conversation with the snare. Strong hits can land just before beats 2 and 4, with lighter ghost hits on the offbeats. Leave a gap or two as well. That space is important. In drum and bass, if everything is always busy, nothing feels important. A really useful rule here is to make the percussion answer the snare, not fight it. If the snare cracks hard on 2 and 4, let your strongest percussion accents frame it rather than land right on top of it. If you get transient stacking, where both hits are sharp and crowded, either soften one of them, reduce the volume, or shift one hit slightly. Now let's shape the tone. Inside the drum rack chain, a solid starting processing chain is EQ8, saturator, drum bus, and utility. With EQ8, keep the high pass around 140 Hz, and if the loop gets harsh, make a gentle dip somewhere, around 2.5 to 4 kHz. Saturator can add a bit of weight and attitude. Try 2 to 6 dB of drive, with soft clip on if needed. Then drum bus can give you more body and snap, with drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Finally, utility helps you control width. For this kind of layer, I usually like keeping it a little narrower than a full stereo wash, maybe around 70 to 85% width. That helps the percussion sit forward without crowding the center, where your kick, snare, and sub need room to breathe. If the layer still pokes out too much, add a light compressor with a fast attack and moderate release. Attack around 1 to 5 milliseconds, release around 50 to 120 milliseconds, and a ratio between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1. That should keep things punchy without making the groove jump out unnaturally. Now here's where you start turning a loop into an arrangement tool. Duplicate the 2-bar MIDI clip and make variations every 4 or 8 bars. This is one of the easiest ways to avoid that copy-paste loop feeling. Maybe in one variation you mute a single hit, maybe in another, you add a pickup fill right before the phrase restarts. Maybe you shift one slice slightly earlier, so it feels a bit more urgent. These tiny changes matter. Use velocity too. Strong hits might live around 90 to 110. Ghost notes can sit lower, around 40 to 70. That kind of velocity contrast helps the part feel hand-played instead of pasted in. If you want a bigger evolution, map a macro in an instrument rack to filter, cut off, or drive, then automate it over 8 bars. That gives you a subtle opening up effect before a drop, or a tightening effect after impact. It's not flashy, but it really works in DNB because percussion can act like a mini riser without stealing attention. And if the MIDI version starts sounding too neat, print it again. Route the drum rack output to another audio track set to resampling and record a few bars. This second bounce can add a slightly more organic, more recorded quality to the part. Once it's audio, you can do fast arrangement moves, reverse a tiny tail for a pre-hit swell, split one accent into a fill, or consolidate a bar into a clip that's easy to drop into the arrangement. This is where audio really helps. MIDI is great for shaping the groove. Audio is great for locking in the vibe and speeding up arrangement. Now think about the track like a proper song structure. For an intro, keep the percussion filtered and sparse. Let it hint at the groove without showing all its cards. In the first part of a drop, bring in the full layer under the drums and bass. Then in the next section, thin it out a little. Maybe mute one hit out of every 4, or automate a small filter dip. And in a switch up, bring in a more aggressive chopped pattern or a fill version to reset the listener's ear. That phrase-based thinking is really important. Don't just loop it forever. Use it as a structural element. In Darker Jungle and Rollers, percussion often acts as the bridge between minimal sections and full energy drops. A small raga hit at the end of every 8 bars can do a lot of work in making the arrangement feel intentional. Also keep the bass in mind. If the bass line is rhythmically busy, make the percussion a bit simpler. If the bass line holds longer notes, let the percussion speak more. Think of them like taking turns. Finally, mix it so you just miss it when it's gone. That's usually the sweet spot. If you can hear every hit all the time, it's probably too loud. Use a mono check with utility. Keep an eye on harshness around 3 to 6 kHz, and use short reverbs or echo sends only on selected hits if you want some space. Too much reverb will smear the detail and weaken the groove. One great finishing move is a subtle filter opening over the last 2 bars before a phrase change. Start darker, then open the cutoff a bit before the next section lands. Keep it subtle. We're after pressure, not an obvious effect sweep. So to recap, the workflow is, choose a raga-flavored percussion source, tighten the groove, resample it, slice it into a drum rack, reprogram the hits, process it with EQ, saturation, and drum bus, then duplicate and vary it across the arrangement. That's how you turn a basic percussion loop into a real jungle layer with movement, attitude, and purpose. Your challenge after this lesson is to build 3 versions from the same source: one sparse intro version, one full main drop version, and one fill or transition version. If you can make those 3 feel like part of the same family while each one serves a different job, then you're really thinking like an arranger. That's the power of resampling in jungle percussion. It's not just about chopping audio, it's about capturing motion, reshaping it and making the track feel more alive. Let's get into it.